We have been getting a pretty fair amount of rain so far in the season in Sonoma County. Chief Engineer for the Sonoma County Water Agency is Jay Jaspers. Jay, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to have you with us. And what's the current status of Lake Mendocino and Lake Sonoma as far as the water goes?
Well, we're in pretty good shape in terms of storage in both of the reservoirs. We've had about three storms so far in this water year going back to early October, and they've been just about right, not too strong.
Yeah.
But providing enough water to keep a decent water supply in this early in the year.
And Jay, let's talk about storing water. Tell us about FIRO, the Forecast Informed Reservoir Operation.
Yeah, that's a project that we're really quite excited about. It's very innovative. It's kind of the first of its kind, and a lot of folks around the country are looking at this project with Lake Mendocino to see if some of the new technology we're bringing in can actually be used at other places too. But first we have to try it out, and we got approval from the Corps of Engineers who owns and operates Lake Mendocino to deviate from their rules and regulations in how they store and manage water behind the reservoir, such that we, for this coming year, the Corps of Engineers is going to take about another 15% into the flood control pool, potentially, if Mother Nature provides us the water.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to store that water in the flood control pool based on forecasting and new technology that's available to us.
Okay, so if they forecast a decent amount of storms incoming, they may let go of some of that water, but if not, they'll store it?
That's correct. The other part of this is that it could has the potential to enhance flood protection too, because you don't have to wait until the water hits the ground or the reservoir. You can see it coming and you can pre-release water so that you'll have more flood protection too. So that's the other thing we want to evaluate this coming year.
Well, that's an important equation, part of the equation for us, too. So what does this type of forecasting mean for us as Sonoma County water customers?
Well, in terms of the water supply side of things, we're hoping that we're going to see, in general, over the course of many years, if we're able to do this, improve water supply reliability. We've had a lot of problems with Lake Mendocino in the last 10 or 15 years, providing adequate water supplies, for the communities Healdsburg and North through Ukiah and agriculture, and also providing flows for fisheries in the upper Russian River. So hopefully we're going to see more reliable storage into the summer and fall seasons, which will, I think, be to everybody's benefit.
So utilizing this new technology, Jay, should make the rest of your year a breeze then, if the weather cooperates, right?
If it only were so simple. Of course, we have to have Mother Nature cooperate with us so that we can really try it out and test it this year, and that's not, of course, a given. But we like what we're seeing so far early in the year.
Indeed, and I know you've probably got one of the best crystal balls available when it comes to weather forecasting. How does this winter stack up so far, looking ahead?
Well, that's the $64 million question.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and I'm in contact with a lot of the top experts at NOAA and Scripps, and nobody really knows beyond, really has much of an inkling about around 30 days, really 15 days beyond is tough. And that's a separate effort that we're investing in, is to improve the forecasting skill, beyond 2 weeks to 3 months. That would be that would really add to our ability on this FIRO project. But we do like that the high pressure ridge has moved over the last couple weeks off away from us, and that's opened the storm door. What we want to see is these atmospheric river events that really are the difference makers coming in like they have been, evenly spaced out and not too strong. That's the key too.
Yes, it certainly is, and I know we'll be having a lot of conversations between now and the end of the beginning and end of the winter. Jay, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
That's Jay Jaspers. He's chief engineer for the Sonoma County Water Agency, talking about some changes in the way we store water here in the county.